Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being given a treat today. We are also being given a pleasure, a pleasure, an honor, and a whole bunch of other things in the sense of something positive, and a network and a group and a mission and a movement that we should all be trying to get involved in. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. Not trying to get involved in, something that we should all be involved in, and then we should also be sharing this with each and every person in which we come in contact with. Why? Because the betterment of us as a people, us as a race, is actually on the line, and many of us need to step up. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor of speaking to Mr. George C. Frazier. Mr. George C. Frazier is a man that's been working for over 30 years to try to improve the position of his people, and those people are people of African-American descent. Actually, it's people all over the world, but people of African-American descent specifically. Mr. Frazier is also the owner of FrazierNet and has a very large network that's, again, its main goal is to work with people to help them to realize their dreams and to also can be of value to the community. So I don't want to take any more from it because today we're going to talk about his program, which is called the Connect the Dot Movement. So with no further ado, George, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Z. I love your name. That is one of the most unusual names I have come across in my almost 70 years of living. I don't know if that's a family name, but it's a powerful name. It's an anointed name, and I just want to thank you for all the great work that you do, and you know, you're doing God's work, and I appreciate you for that, and I appreciate you for giving me time and having me on.
Not a problem. We appreciate you, and again, all of the powerful messages that you shared with us over the years and will continue to share over the years. So with that said, George, let's talk about the Connect the Dot Movement and you.
I'm really excited. This is probably the Connect the Dots Movement is probably the culmination of nearly 30 years' work. 30 years' work, 2,000 speeches around the globe, 1 million published words, you know, 4 best-selling books. And I have been talking about this idea, it seems like, for my entire life. And perhaps this is the reason God has put me here, and that is the need for us to connect the dots so that we can leverage more effectively our collective resources and intellectual capital as black people, as living in America, or as Africans living in America. And, you know, I'm as a black man, living in this great country, and it is a great country. Actually, I'm very angry, but I'm motivated by a positive anger directed towards positive change. And what do I know about change? I know that you will never change that which you tolerate, and you will only change when you get angry. And that's the truth. You know, Dr. King was angry. Harriet Tubman was angry. Malcolm X was angry. Mandela was angry. W.E.B. Du Bois was so angry with America and black folk in America that he left America, never to return. He died in Accra, Ghana. And so, you know, I'm angry, really. But again, it's a positive anger. And so a lot of the people listening may say, Dr. Frazier, what are you angry about? Well, I'm angry that the wealth and education and unemployment gap between blacks and whites in America have widened over the last 25 years. I'm angry that the gap between black men and women in all three of these areas is the widest that it's ever been. I'm angry, quite frankly, that more white people are mentoring black children than black people. I'm angry that we don't produce what we buy. We don't sell what we produce, or we don't sell what we purchase, I should say. And we're raising, you know, generations of children, Z, who will be worse off and not live as long as us. And if Dr. King were to come back here today, he would be ashamed of us. I really think that we, in many respects, need our butts kicked. And make no mistake about it, I certainly understand and by no means dismiss the unique history and struggle that black people have gone through in this country. But unless we collectively decide to intentionally support each other, that's just what we're going to be. We're going to be history. And, you know, the statistics are daunting. I know that they are. But clearly they show us, you know, where the opportunities are. And, you know, it's not too late. It's not too late to come together by effectively using the Internet to connect, to grow, and to prosper. I mean, just think about this thing called the Internet. The World Wide Web is probably one of the most powerful tools ever created in the history of humankind, certainly in our lifetime, and we're just in the Model T stages of the Internet. Henry Ford built 5 versions of the Model T over a 15, 16-year period of time. And when he was building those Model Ts, he could not envision a Ferrari Testarossa or Lamborghini Diablo. When Wilbur and Orville Wright were taking the first flight of 300 feet in Dayton, Ohio in the early 1900s, they could not imagine a Mach 5 supersonic jet. When my sister and I were sitting in front of a little black and white screen in the early 50s watching television, we could not imagine a 100-inch diagonal TV screen as thin as a quarter. We couldn't imagine it. And we can't imagine what the Internet is going to be about and what it's going to be like 15, 20, 30, or 40 years from now. So we have got to use this incredible tool to take full advantage of our ability to come together, right? To connect, to grow, and to prosper. And that's really what the Connect the Dots movement is all about. And what I'm asking my brothers and sisters in Black America to do is to contribute and to help us raise the seed capital. Let me emphasize that, Z, the seed capital to build the first website that provides black people 4 new tools that focus on online learning, easy access to professionals, business owners, and community leaders to service coaches, mentors, and suppliers, and focuses on black advocacy. Black advocacy. We've got to get together to get ahead. We need a lot of us doing a little instead of a few of us doing a lot. Black advocacy. This is extremely important. So we are developing 4 state-of-the-art online tools, and we are focusing our efforts and our resources on creating a portal, creating a website that for us, and it's targeted to us, focuses on online learning, virtual learning. We have websites in Black America for social gossip. We have websites for news. We have websites for blacks in sports, blacks in entertainment, black, you name it. We even have websites for ratchetness in hip-hop. In fact, the most popular website in Black America is World Star Hip Hop. And I don't know if you've ever been to World Star Hip Hop, Z, but it's ratchet. I mean, it's BET 40 years ago squared. And 1.1 million of our young people go to this site every single day. It is one of the most popular websites on the Internet. It is, I think it's the 97th most popular site in America. It is the 250th most popular site in the world, and there's 644 websites in the entire world. So we want to give our young people, and to give ourselves, baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, and millennials, we want to give them some new tools. We want to create a website that focuses on learning, virtual learning, online learning, okay? We want to reimagine education. And in order to reimagine education and skills building, we're going to have to change the infrastructure so that we can have interactive exercises, classroom interaction, video lectures in short form by the best teachers and the best trainers and the best coaches, so you get instant feedback. We can even do gamification of learning. We can make learning so that we can build our skills and move from average to being excellent to being awesome at whatever we do, because average is over. You know, today being average is not going to get you very much in America, because anybody living in a garage or living in an apartment could do what you do. So that means all of us are going to have to focus on personal growth and development, constant never-ending improvement, lifelong learning, and we're going to have to ramp up our game so that we can compete in a global economy. So we have to have the tools to do that, and we have to build the infrastructure to apply those tools, and that's what the Connect the Dots movement is. I'm hoping that a lot of us will do a little bit. They will come to the Indiegogo crowdfunding site. They will make a contribution so that if we have a lot of us doing a little instead of a few of us doing a lot, together we can make this happen. Now, tools. I keep saying tools. Let me say something about tools. A master carpenter cannot build his dream home with just a hammer. He may have all the knowledge in the world, but if the only tool he has to build his dream home is a hammer, he's not going to be able to do it. He needs multiple tools in order to construct what he or she as a carpenter needs to construct. So what we're trying to do through this new web portal is to give our people new tools. So let me just explain a couple of those tools for you. The first new tool, and again, you're going to be able to access this on an incredibly innovative and state-of-the-art new website. One of the tools will be called NetDirect. It's an online directory of black resources worldwide, so you can greatly expand your network of people and resources, and to help you find new jobs and customers and powerful contacts. That's NetDirect. One of the things that we must do is we must unite, and you unite by expanding your network, expanding your reach of people that you have access to. And so now you're going to have a global network of millions of top black professionals, business owners, and community leaders. Not just black folk in business. That's very, very important so that we can recycle our dollars. But the breadth and depth of the intellectual capital in our community includes black professionals and business owners and community leaders. So that's what the new NetDirect tool will be. It's sort of like LinkedIn in blackface, and with a lot more, and I think more innovative tools. All right, but I'm not telling people to leave LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I think it's wonderful. This is just a separate new tool that will allow you to access people that look like you, that understand you, and are more ready, willing, and able to help and serve you. So that's the NetDirect tool. The second tool is one that will help us to engage. And when I say engage, we have to engage in personal growth and development, both short-term skills building and long-term skills building. So we have a new tool called Brain Share, and that's an online discussion board, a place where you can share your ideas and your questions and get them answered by experts and be supported every day free of charge. By the way, all these tools are free of charge, right? The difference between our discussion board and the other discussion boards that you go to on the internet is ours will be populated by 100 subject matter experts coaches and trainers. You can ask your question directly of a coach or trainer. They will respond to the answer by answering your question or helping you to vet your idea. And, of course, just like any other discussion board, anybody on that discussion board can chime in and help you answer the question. But so this is a new tool. It doesn't exist for us anywhere on the Internet. Yes, there are lots of discussion boards, but not specifically targeted to people of African descent to answer their questions, their concerns. We have, you know, there are cultural differences and cultural nuances and cultural picadillos, and so you need to connect with someone, in addition to any other discussion board that you're on, there's someone that understands and have an affinity and an understanding of how you learn and how we learn, because we learn differently. We're very tactile, we're oral, we're experiential in our learning. So that's the second tool. The second tool is called BrainShare. The third tool is another tool that gives you sort of long-term learning. It's called FlashLearn, and it's a place where you can get quick online training designed just for you to improve your business and wealth-building skills and to expand your capacity to earn more money in what is now a very competitive economy. So it will be short-form, sort of bite-sized learning right on the Internet, 3 to 7 minute videos in areas of business and areas of wealth and areas of wellness. And again, this goes back to this whole notion of reinventing training and reinventing learning and creating for us a learning environment by the best instructors and the best subject matter experts that we can find. Again, this is all free of charge. And so this FlashLearn will also be complemented by teleconferences, Google Hangouts, webinars, but all kinds of incredible tools and ways that you can learn information that will take your business, to take your career, and to take your life to a whole nother level. And then the final tool is called One Voice. One Voice, Black America's Advocates for Change. The analogy would be change.org or the advocacy website that the Tea Party used to make major changes in the House of Representatives. So we need to have our own way so that you can petition, you can march in your bunny slippers, use your mouse to point and click, and we can advocate and we can petition by the millions and use this tool to make changes and to leverage our consumer and buying power. So, for example, if we got 5 or 10 million brothers and sisters in our database, we can go to a Toyota, we can go to a Ford Motor Company, and we can say, listen, we've got 10 million African Americans who earn X amount of dollars a year. Would you be interested in making available to them a special offer for your particular model of a car? So it's a way to leverage buying power. It's a way to make your voice heard so that we can do something other than coalescing around our pain. That's one of the issues I believe in our culture. We need to coalesce around our vision and not just our pain, right? Our vision for Black people in America is for us to have more, to do more, to be better educated, to be more competitive, because we don't lack opportunity. This is America. This is one of the greatest countries on the planet. I've been everywhere. There is no place that I would rather live than America. In fact, if you're a Black person in America, there are no Black people in the entire world doing better than we are. In fact, we are the beacon of hope for every single person of African descent in the entire world. So this is a great country. We don't lack opportunity. What we lack is capacity. So we have to spend more time working on building our capacity to take advantage of these incredible opportunities. And because average is over, urban education is poor. It's going to take 20 to 30 years before they fix urban education. Several more generations will fall through the cracks. So unless we man up and woman up and build an infrastructure, take advantage of the internet and build a learning vessel for us where we can do virtual learning, where we can grow and profit and connect with each other and to unite and to mobilize and to engage with each other, we're going to be toast. We're going to be relegated to permanent second-class citizens. So that's really what the one Connect the Dots movement is all about. And these tools don't exist for us, see? They don't exist just for us on the internet at this moment in time. There are lots of things on the internet, but tools like this just for us, just for people of African descent, they don't exist. So this is something brand new, something very innovative, you know, because I simply believe that the only path to economic empowerment is through personal excellence and community reinvestment and building sound businesses which employ our people. And we can build this path together online. We really can. And so it's time for us to connect the dots. It's time for us, as I've said over and over, to unite and to mobilize and to engage in building our capacity to compete and to excel with new online tools. And I'm asking brothers and sisters who are listening to us today, all you need to do is go to www.connectthedotsmovement.com. One word, connectthedotsmovement.net, connectthedotsmovement.net, and contribute as little as $5. I mean, that's what the entry level is. I mean, so there's no financial barrier of entry so that we can together raise the seed capital and begin building one of the most important sites, I believe, in the 21st century. This will help you with your contribution. It will help you to expand your network from a few thousand for access to resources that you need to succeed. Because remember, your network will determine your net worth. Let me say that again. Your network will determine your net worth. So go to www.connectthedotsmovement.net. There are all different levels of contributions that you make. Each contribution that you make, you get a perk. That's the nature of all crowdfunding. You get something of equal or greater value. And so you're going to get a return on your investment when you contribute to help make this successful. And you'll also, you'll learn new skills that will help you get, jobs and customers and powerful contacts. Because, quite simply said, if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. I mean, there's just no way around that. It's going to help us to advocate for change from the comfort of our home and to leverage our power and clout, because it really does take teamwork to make the dream work. And I think this is the legacy. This kind of innovative tool, this kind of innovative portal and website, this is the kind of thing that we have to leave for our future. I really believe that in my heart of hearts. There are two incredible questions that we, certainly as baby boomers, are going to have to answer. And the first is, are we worthy of our legacy? The 350-year fight for civil rights, voting rights, and public access. We don't have to spend 1 minute of our lives fighting for our freedom. And then the next question, Z, is if we're worthy of our legacy, what will be our legacy? What will our grandchildren and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren be saying about us 150 years from now? We don't have the legacy of the fight for civil rights. I mean, a lot of people think that boomers did that. We didn't do that. It was the greatest generation that did that. I'm a boomer, right? I was just a little kid when the March on Washington occurred, right? I didn't participate in that. My parents marched on Washington. They were part of the greatest generation. So what will boomers leave for their children? I think that we have a moral and spiritual responsibility to show to our children, because we know that they're very comfortable online. There have been all kinds of studies about African Americans' online usage, and we're online at a higher percentage rate than almost any cultural group in America, especially when it comes to the area of career and education. And so we know we have a propensity to do that, which means that if we coalesce our resources, if we develop a website, a portal that really focuses on learning and aggregates the best learning models and modules in the world by the best instructors, the best teachers, focusing on business, focusing on money, and focusing on wellness, because we can't cover everything, I think that we will leave a legacy for our children that for generations to come. And that will be our legacy, and I think it will be one of the most powerful online tools that we can develop for the 21st century. Now, that was a long rant, see, and I want you to, you know, please feel free if there's anything you feel that is not clear to your audience, if I've muddled anything, if I've confused people with too much information. You know, I just really, you know, I need to clarify that and flush it out for anyone that may be unclear.
Well, George, you did a phenomenal job, but could you do one thing? Again, ladies and gentlemen, all the information is actually also on the show link, and it's also on the Facebook link. Please give to Connect the Dots. This is not only for your future, but it's the future of your children and your children's children. George, could you give everybody out of your mouth into their ears one more time, how they can get to the Connect the Dot information or what that information
sure.
is and what you want them to do, please.
Sure. I want you to do three very simple things for me, please. I'm begging you. If I've ever done anything or said anything, you've ever heard me speak, ever read anything that I've written that was of value to you, if you want to do me a solid and pay me a little something back, I want you now, not later because you'll forget it now. Go to www.connectthedotsmovement.net. Connectthedotsmovement.net. Everything you ever wanted to know about this movement is on that site. It's an Indiegogo site. It'll take you right to the Indiegogo site, right to where Connect the Dots is. And I want you to make a contribution. That's the most important thing. Do something that's comfortable for you. Do something that is worthy of your stature. Okay? That's number one. Number two, once you do that, I want you to send me your photograph to gfraser@frasernet.com. gfraser@frasernet.com. That's F-R-A-S as in Sam, E-R, Frasernet. gfraser@frasernet, F-R-A-S-E-R-N-E-T.com. Send me your photograph, a nice high-res photograph of you. I'm then going to take that photograph, put it into a beautiful thank you template. I'm going to post it up on all my social media stuff, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and promote you and your generosity. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to then send it to you, or you'll be able to lift it from either one of my social media sites, and then I want you to send it out to your network. Let them know that you contributed, you're part of history, you're going to help make history in the context of our community, and just let your friends know that this is a place and a space that they need to visit. They'll make their own decision. I think the site does a very good job in selling itself. There's about a 10-minute video right at the beginning. A lot of people say it's a little long. It probably is. But watch it and make a contribution and be a part of history and help yourself and help our young people reinvent learning and make available to them the kind of coaching and mentoring and tools that they need to succeed. Let's bridge the gap. And I hear this all the time from young brothers and sisters. Dr. Fraser, it's very hard for me to connect with boomers. It's very hard for me to get information, to get advice, to get counsel, to get mentoring. There's a gap. The older folk are not reaching down and lifting us up and sharing their knowledge. Well, this is a tool that will help us to bridge the gap. And so be a part of that history-making wall of fame, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to put all of these wonderful names, people who have contributed to this history-making event, we're going to put your name up on a wall of fame, and you can say that you put a brick in the building of the first major website targeted to people of African descent for online learning. Online learning and black advocacy. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Z.
George, you did a fine job. We're actually about to get cut off, but ladies and gentlemen, for those that are listening, please remember, this is something that's going to help you and help your future. And if you've already given, please give again. And if you've already given again, then give again or connect it with other people and ask them to give again. Again, this is very important. And one of the problems that we have as a nation is the fact that we don't stick together, we don't work together, and we don't support each other. So if you're not feeling in a good way right now, it's because of the past. Let's correct the past by doing the right thing now and in the future so that we can live the lives that we truly deserve to live. George, would you like to have anything else to close with, sir?
No, I just want to close with the little mantra that you're going to see on the Connect the Dots site. And it's very simply this, that we must come together, brothers and sisters, to create a legacy of economic equality with new tools to learn, earn, and return. Remember that. We repeat it. We must come together to create a legacy of economic equality with new tools to learn, earn, and return. And the new Connect the Dots movement is going to do just that for all of us.
Well, thank you again, George. I truly appreciate it. And as always, I am humbled to be in your presence, even if you're just talking to me. Thank you very much. But I understand that the consistency
God
of consistency must stop. Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate
all right,
you,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Mr. George C. Fraser sharing some phenomenal information with us. Now we just need to take action and do what we need to do. Please share the show with any and everyone that you know of that can actually get something out of what we talked about today, all right? Because, again, this is something that we need to do, and we need to do it ASAP. We need to do it now. We can't wait any longer, all right? Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and I wish you all much success. Please share the show with any and everyone who you think can benefit. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time and your patience, and have a great, great day. Farewell.